So let's go to Dollywood now. Josh Sauer is a publicist at Dollywood. Dollywood.com is the website. Our Best of the Midwest takes you there today. Hey, Josh, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Where is Dollywood?
Dollywood is in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The beautiful Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw that and kind of chuckled. I thought, well, of course it's in Pigeon Forge. Did you all make that up, or was there really a Pigeon Forge and you guys put Dollywood there?
No, it's been here for a long time, so it's all in Sevier County. So we got a few towns around us, Sevierville, Gatlinburg, and Pigeon Forge. It's actually named after a river that runs through both the town and right next to the park.
So how do people get there if they're coming from Chicagoland? If I'm driving, do you have an estimate of how long the drive is to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the area that you're in Illinois, you know, how far north, how far south you are for that Chicago area. But you can get here in about 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours, and it's a great drive, and it really just gets prettier and prettier, especially this time of year with all the leaves that are changing on your way through. But you'll come down until you hit 40, and then you'll start to head east.
I've driven to southern Illinois. I used to go to school there and was there last year, and we've driven through Indiana, and you're so right. And by the time you get, I don't know, south of St. Louis, if you draw the line straight across, it becomes really rolling, beautiful country. And then there you are in Tennessee. So what is Dollywood? Describe that area. Describe the park to me.
So Dollywood is a substantial 160-plus acre theme park that has existed here for quite some time. It's actually, we're getting close to our 40th anniversary. We're closing in on that for the 2025 season. And it is a world-class theme park. It's actually recognized by TripAdvisor as the best theme park in the world, which is incredible. And we are all just so grateful to have the Great Smoky Mountains as our backdrop for what I believe to be the most beautiful theme park in the U.S.
I presume the theme throughout is Dolly Parton, her music, her life. I mean, tell me a little. If I went to Disney World, I know what the icons would be and the characters would be. So what's the theme, if you will, at Dollywood?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dolly is an absolute icon that we are so grateful to have a partnership with and work with. She's such an incredible person, and we have an area of the park that is dedicated to her. It's actually new this year, the Dolly Parton Experience, which is a great walkthrough attraction and really a whole land that is themed to her and by her, and it's really a spectacle to go through and follow along with her life journey. But we pay a lot of respect to the region that we have here, so there's a lot of theming that is natural theming to the Smokies, to East Tennessee, that can transform you and transplant you into this area of settlement that happens throughout East Tennessee in kind of those different phases. We have an area that's dedicated to the 1960s and what this town, what Pigeon Forge and Sevier County was like in the 1960s. We have an area themed to those classic country fairs that we all know and love and have experienced throughout our lives. And we also have some more fantastical theming in some areas, like our newest land that was developed in 2019, Wildwood Grove. It's a fantastical look at these Smokies through the eyes of a child, right? So what we may now view as nature, and we understand too much of it, to a kid, those areas can be breathtaking and full of so much wonder, and it's really encapsulated in that area. So we have different areas with different theming throughout.
I'm glad you mentioned Snow in the Grove, because as I was reading about your place there, Dollywood, I thought, how do they do this? It says, guests will feel the Christmas magic as snow gently begins to fall upon Wildwood Creek as the Wildwood tree glows to life every evening. What are we talking about there?
So we have a great story around Wildwood Grove, and it's really encapsulates a lot of that feeling that we just talked about towards the area and towards that kind of whimsical take on the Smokies. Now, Snow in the Grove is a new activation for 2024. Our Christmas festival, Smoky Mountain Christmas, is an incredible, incredible experience. It's actually been awarded the best Christmas event for more than 15 times in a row. by the with the Golden Ticket Awards. And so Snow in the Grove is a new activation we have for this year. We're really excited about it. We want to tell, you know, a Christmas story around the Wildwood Tree, which is the centerpiece for this land and is the icon for the land. And we always want to have that white Christmas experience. We are oftentimes not fortunate enough to have that white Christmas, but we're able to have that every day with Snow in the Grove. And so we're really excited for that event.
Do you generate a little snow? Do you have a snow maker or something?
We have more than a few. We will cover that area. It'll be a really breathtaking, really special to see. But we're working on the install right now. We open up for this event tomorrow, so we can't be more excited for it. I can't wait to witness it for myself. Whenever we have something new, it's always really great to be a part of it.
I know you have activities and festivals, if you will, all year long there. For our listeners that are going to come down, where do they stay? Do they stay on the property or help us out there?
So we have two resorts on property. We have our Dreammore Resort and Spa, and our Heartsong Lodge and Resort. They are both beautiful properties, and they're also going to take part of that Christmas spirit. So if you're going to visit in the next 2 months, they will be decked out for the holidays. You can even get a Christmas tree in your room to really bring that Christmas spirit with you everywhere you are. And they're phenomenal. You know, we can't talk enough about how special they are. They really allow you to be a part of our story for the entire time that you're here. You never have to leave that wonder. You never have to leave that Dollywood feeling. And the properties have their own unique identities. So Dreammore is a very classical take, and Heartsong is a take on that, you know, kind of Smoky Mountain Lodge, but in a high-scale Smoky Mountain Lodge. And they both have their own unique elements.
You got a splash country, a splash park, too?
Yeah, we do. So we're also accompanied by a 35-acre water park. You know, we have the weather here that does get a little cold, not quite as cold as where you are, I'm sure. So that does not operate during the winter season. But for guests that are coming from mid-May to actually the middle of September now, they have the ability to visit our water park as well. And it's also themed to the area. I always like to say that it's a bit of a mountain oasis. It's like a campground or a campsite that you went to as a kid that got turned into a water park. So it has a really unique feel compared to a lot of other water parks that we see.
All right, Josh Sauer is the publicist over at Dollywood. Before we go, Josh, anything else we missed? Any last recommendations from you?
No, you know, I just want to say it's an incredible experience every Christmas. We decorate our park with more than 6 million lights. So come on down, walk through it. You will not be disappointed.
And the website to go to is just Dollywood, Dollywood.com. Where do I go?
So Dollywood.com. Any information you want on the festival will be under the festivals tab. We also have all of the information you could ever want on our resorts, on our theme park attractions, entertainment. It's all navigatable up there in that main top bar. And then, of course, if you want to talk to somebody, we'll always pick up the phone. Just call us at 1-800-DOLLYWOOD.
1-800-DOLLYWOOD. Excellent. It's nice to talk to you, Josh. I'm glad we take the time in Chicago to learn about something that's maybe more than just an hour or two outside of the city. But I think a lot of us have heard about it. And like you said, it's not a long day's drive, 8 hours and you're there, and less if you're flying. So let's keep Dollywood.com and Dollywood Park in mind. Nice to talk to you, Josh.
Thank you for having me.